Welcome to another podcast of Revival Today with Pastor Mark Choate, where our arms are open and Jesus Christ is here to comfort and bless you.
The message today that God has given me is arise and go to the potter's house. Arise and go to the potter's house. Before I get into that part of the message, I want to talk about how God is speaking to his people and he's also listening to you. He knows what you're going through, but we're not aware that there's a spiritual battle going on in the atmosphere. Some of us have been praying to God and saying, Lord, why haven't you answered my prayer? Or we're praying because God has shown us something and we're not sure if God truly heard us. How many of you have been in a situation where you cried out to God and said, Lord, I need this, and for some reason it seemed like it was held up? And what the devil does with that information, he does this. He gets us in a place in our heart where we start to question God, Lord, you didn't hear me. I'm in need right now. I'm going through right now. And we think that God is not listening to our prayer. I'm going to start off before going to the potter's house. I want to talk about Daniel's in the 10th chapter, 1 and 17. It's in IV, so bear with me. It says, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a vision was given to Daniel, who was called Belshazzar. This message was a true and it concerned a great war. So Daniel received a message in a vision because it was concerning the people of God. So, and it was concerning a great war that was coming. And what happened here is, and I'm just going to break this down so I can set it up for where we're going. So understanding the message, it came to him in a vision. So God gave Daniel a message for the people. And Daniel received a message from God, and now he was anxious because he didn't hear from God yet. So what Daniel did, in a second, it says, at that time, Daniel mourned for 3 weeks, and he ate no choice food, no meat, no wine touched his lips, and he used no lotion. That's an IV. Maybe no Vaseline. For over 3 weeks, he was fasting and praying to God because it was a great war, and God gave him a word, gave him a vision. But now Daniel's sitting back, he's praying, he's saying, Lord, I'm a little nervous because I need an answer. You see what I'm saying? Some of us are in a situation where we need an answer. Something that's going on in your life, and you say, Lord, I'm in the midst of it, and I don't know what's going to happen right now. I don't see no deliverance. So you begin to question God. You say to the Lord, are you truly listening to me? Amen? We say to the Lord, are you truly listening? In the 7th verse, it says, I, Daniel, was the only one who saw the vision. Those who were with me did not see it. But such terror overwhelmed me. It says it overwhelmed them that they fled and hid themselves. So it says, so I was alone gazing at the great vision, and I had no strength left. My face turned deathly pale, and I was helpless. So Daniel was praying, and he was seeking the Lord, and God was begin to give him the vision. But now he was weak. He was before God trying to get an answer. And while Daniel was weak trying to get an answer, he began to question, why haven't you answered me yet? But we don't realize that there's another realm of things going on, and there's a battle that's going on among us. And I want to talk about that, because when we get ready to rise and go to the potter's house, we have to first understand one thing, that God has already been preparing for you. He's already has deliverance on the way for you, but we have to see and understand that there's still a spiritual battle going on. Somebody, point to somebody and say, there's a spiritual battle going on. Now, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but there's spirits in high places. We hear this all the time, and for some reason, we don't quite understand that you offered up a prayer to God, but guess what? The enemy don't care. The enemy don't care that you're crying out before God and saying, Lord, help me. Did you hear me? Or some of us are prophets and we've seen something. Or we're asking God to reveal a vision to us. You ever been in that situation where you're like, I need to know, Lord. I need to know. God wants us to know that he's listening to us. I'm going to have Elder get ready to read the next part in the name of Jesus. I'm going to have you take it from 7. Go ahead.
Daniel 7. Daniel was the only one who saw the vision.
He was the only one that saw the vision. Go ahead.
Those who were with me did not see it, but such terror overwhelmed them that they fled and hid themselves. So I was left alone, gazing at the great vision. I had no strength left. My face turned deathly pale, and I was helpless. Then I heard him speaking, and as I listened to him, I fell into a deep sleep, my face to the ground.
Now he began to fall into a deep sleep. Let's go on. Go ahead.
Daniel humbled yourself before your God. Your words were heard. A hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. He said, Daniel, you are highly esteemed. Consider carefully the words I am about to speak to you.
See, now this, the vision, it said, angel, you see, he said, you are highly esteemed. Do you know what it means to be highly esteemed? It means to be in favor with God. Amen.
Amen.
So the angel said, you are highly esteemed. Some say it was Jesus, but he said, you are highly esteemed. Now he was listening and waiting for a word. Some of us, we're waiting for a word, but we're not highly esteemed. we'll quote all kind of stuff and say, well, God said it. I don't know if you're highly esteemed yet. So go ahead, read on.
Carefully, I'm about to speak to you and stand up, for I have now been sent to you. And when he had said this to me, I stood up trembling. Then he continued, do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard.
Now, right there, he said, I want you to do that. Don't be afraid. Since the first day that you set your mind to what? Gain understanding. Someone say gain understanding.
Gain understanding.
See, gain understanding and to what? Humble yourself before your God. Now, that's where I want to stop right there. Gain understanding and humble yourself before God. See, God is trying to change our life, and he's trying to change things that you're going through every day. But, you know, we don't want to gain no understanding. See, we just want to throw everything in God's lap and say, Lord, why didn't you do it for me? First of all, the gentleman was highly esteemed, so God was speaking with him. God was ministering to him even in his weakness. You see what I'm saying? But when you go before God, he wants you to know what you're asking for. Is it his will? Is it his will? God's will is that you live and not die. If you put anything else in the way of God, then you're out of the will of God. God wants to remove habits out of your life and things out of your life that's wrong, but God is saying, you still haven't got it right where you decided to truly serve me and live a highly esteemed life. God said to Daniel, he said, the very first day that you begin to cry out for me. I'm going to read that. Since the first day that you set your mind,
your mind,
to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. So that prayer that you were praying, that first day when you surrendered yourself to God, that first day when you were crying out saying, Lord, I need you right now. your words were heard. Now, this is the part I want to get to you, because some of us are blaming God. Say, well, Lord, you're not doing anything. Let's go on, because there was a spiritual battle going on here. I want you to see that. Go ahead, Elder. Okay. It says on 13.
Okay, but the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days.
Now, the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me for 21 days. For 21 days, the prince, now who was the prince of Persian king? It was the demons. It was spirits in the atmosphere. So there are demons in the atmosphere. There are devils that are working against you and against your prayer.
Amen.
Now this is the angel and the Lord telling him that the day you mentioned it, I was on it. Because you are faithful. Because I esteem you high. I find favor in you. So the very first day, so he was a man of God and still his prayer was held up. His word was held up because he was praying. He said, Lord, there's a great war coming and I need to get an answer to this man. It's like you're on a job, honey. How many of you have been on a job and your boss needs you to do something and he gives you a time limit? And you're like nervous because, oh man, I got to get it. I got to get an answer. He needed an answer. He was a man of God and he said, I need an answer. How many of you going through something? You say, Lord, I need an answer. Yes. You're going through and you say, Lord, I need an answer. I need a breakthrough. I need deliverance. And God is saying, first of all, humble yourself before me and see that I'm your God. That's why when we went to, all last month was prayer and consecration. It was because we wanted to come before God. Sometimes we pray for everything in the world but our own self. We don't set ourselves apart to be holy. He said, be holy for I am holy. So Daniel heard a word from God and it was a mighty vision. And he said, Lord, I need a word. I need an answer so I can get it to them. Go ahead and finish.
Then Michael, one of the chief princes.
So he sent Michael. Who's Michael? The archangel. He sent down help. Go ahead.
And came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future.
See, so now he said, I made it. Amen. So he said, now I made it. I'm here now to explain to you what's going to happen concerning these people. You see what I'm saying? So give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't fall asleep on me now. You had your time. Now let you. Hey, come on, somebody. Praise God up in here. See, so he said, now I am here with your word. Now, Daniel could have been like this. Listen, Lord, I prayed. You didn't give me an answer. I'm done. This is what we do. And secondly, we go before God and we know we're living a life that's not of integrity. And we're fooling around and messing around. And our heart does not even desire to change. And then we press on God and say, you ain't on time. We press on God and get frustrated with him because that answer didn't show up, but you're not humble. And you don't even know the Lord. This was a man of God that knew how to fast. And the thing about this, it said that he prayed. Now, Daniel was fasting and praying for what? 3 weeks. But in the next verse, it said that the angel was tied up for how many days? For 21 days. So if you put it all together, his 3 weeks was the amount of time that his stuff was being held up. You see, so, you know, God had already sent a message. God already sent a message concerning you. He already sent a word for you. But you got to understand that God is fighting a spiritual battle as well. That's what you don't understand. That's why he says, "For you got to rely on God's word and know that his word is true." In Hebrews 10:23, it says, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering. Without wavering. Someone say, without wavering.
Without wavering.
So why are you wavering? Oh, yes, I know that the prayer wasn't answered overnight. I know that you just didn't have a joyful praise and worship, and at the end of it, you were expecting God to already have it right there. But he said, I'm fighting a battle in another realm. I'm fighting a spiritual battle, and I'm wrestling with demon spirits, and these spirits are trying to hold you into addictions. These spirits are trying to keep you in bondage, and God is saying, I'm sending deliverance, but you have to wait on me. Somebody say, wait on me.
Wait on me.
I need to wait on him. So God is sending deliverance your way. It's like that parent that's on the phone and saying, I'm coming home. I'm going to be there in a few minutes. Just wait. So, but what we don't want to do is we get frustrated. That person that don't wait. See, you ever see how when they tell you when you're in the woods and you're lost, they tell you don't go running all over the place. They say stay where you're at because they're going to try to seek you out. The further you, when you don't know your way, you keep on moving, you might go deeper and deeper away from, you see what I'm saying? Your help is on the way, somebody. Your deliverance is on the way. But God is saying, wait on me. He said, wait on me. Yeah, I know that you cried on day one, but don't you know there's a spiritual battle out there? And the devil knows that your soul is at. He knows that you're at breaking point. That's why when Daniel was going through, he said to the angel, I'm too weak right now. I can't even receive your message. But then the angel touched him and then he received strength. Some of us need strength right now. Some of us need deliverance right now. But God is saying, wait upon me. Those that cry upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. He's going to renew your strength. God is going to renew your strength. Yes. Hallelujah. Some of us are chasing word to word to word. But God is saying, wait on me. He said, I'm coming to do a work in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but God is mighty and awesome in battle. See, somebody say, praise God. Praise God right now. Hallelujah. Then there was another. See, so I praise God because he said, I'm going to reveal the vision to you. Amen. He's going to reveal the vision to you. And he's going to let you know what's going on. So, yes, you're not clueless. God is not going to let something come upon you without you knowing when you're walking humbly before him. Amen. You hear that word? Humbly. You see what I'm saying? You gain understanding. You have a mind to gain understanding. That's why we need to be in Bible study. This is why, you know, we have a certain crew that come out every Wednesday. You, those that don't get to come because of work, we understand. But those that can get out, you need to gain an understanding. Because you need to see growth. How many of you want to grow? You know, we can't just be in church. You see the young people that was dancing today, give them a hand. Amen. Look at the devotional team. Let's give them a hand. And the praise, the musician, aren't they? We haven't been up in a while. Our bass player is out of town, and he lets us know. He texts the pastor, I'm going to be gone. We need to know that the work that God has placed in our hands, we got to take serious. You see what I'm saying? We're not here to stay. We're here to do greater. See, and that means that those that are here that God has called to be here, you need to dig on down in and find your place in the things of God and stay humble before him because he already heard your need. He already knows you're going through. He already knows you're suffering, but he says, I want to know if you're going to have an Isaac faith. Are you ready to sacrifice Isaac? Are you ready to sacrifice the thing that is dear to you in order to say to the Lord that your will shall be done in my life? We will travel miles and miles away to receive the word. And God has given you a man of God right here. And you refuse to receive the word of God. Don't wait till we're in an arena. Don't wait till we're in an auditorium. I want to see the workers right now building up a house of faith. Somebody praise God with me. Hallelujah. Some of us are waiting for the great cathedrals and waiting for all this honor. But God is building a house in a city that's going to be lit up with praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, give me a little something. Give me something in the environment. Hallelujah. 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 I don't want y'all to go to sleep. I'm almost done. And this is, hey, God ain't through with us yet. Hallelujah. God ain't through with us yet. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you all to stand. Just stand and praise him for 1 second. Hallelujah. God is not through with us yet. He's not through with you yet. I don't want you to feel sleepy, so I need to stretch you for a minute. Somebody just shake yourself a little, because God is not through with you yet. Hallelujah. God is not through with you yet. The vision of God is already here. The message of God is already in the place. Hallelujah. 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 So, hallelujah. You may be seated because God ain't through with us yet. Oh, yes, yes. Now, let me make this clear. Daniel that I was talking about was a man of God. Now, check out this other message. It was for Jeremiah, and it was in the 18th verse. He said, I want you to know something, Jeremiah. I got a word for your people, but you need to come with me. Now, the reason why I want you to see this, because some of us saints don't want to move. We don't want to hear from God. We don't want to follow the will of God. It says, the message came to Jeremiah from the Lord, and he said, arise and go to the potter's house, and there I will allow you to hear my word. Someone say, I allow you to hear my word.
Hear my word.
Come on, somebody. If the family that's out there needs to come in, you can have them come in. He said, I want you to come with me, and then I allow you to hear my word. Yeah. What we do is we just be lazy. We don't want to, well, Lord, you know, you're going to come to me, ain't you? You're going to stop on over here while I have tea? No, but he said, you come with me, and then I'm going to give you a word. See, this is why we don't win our battles, because God is trying to speak to you, and you won't get up and go. Hallelujah. That's why he says, go and come into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. So he said, come with me, and I'm going to give you a word. And right here it says, arise and go to the potter's house, and there I will allow you to hear a word. And then he said, so I went down to the potter's house, and there he was doing work at the potter's wheel. He said, but the vessel that he was working on with the clay was ruined in the potter's hand. So he remade it into another vessel that seemed appropriate to him. This is NIV. So he made it into another vessel. You see what I'm saying? He made it into a vessel because it wasn't right. Now, God was giving him a revelation. And with that revelation, this is what it was. It says in the fifth verse, it says, then this message from the Lord came to me. It says, Israel, can't I deal with you like this potter? He's asking him the question, can't I deal with you like this potter? Now, because I wanted to have these messages together was because we want to hear from God, but we don't want to be on the potter's wheel. You don't want nobody getting in your business, tell you how to do it and how to act and how you. And why, that's why our kids aren't acting right, because we're not established in the things of God.
Amen.
They see us playing church. They're seeing that we're not serious about the things of God, where we're willing to live a life of integrity. You know, some come to church and say, Pastor, why you always preach about living right? The foundation of our relationship with God is our relationship with Jesus, understanding that he's your Lord and Savior. And now that you receive him into your life, guess what? You are a new creature, brand new. Amen. That alcohol, that drug, that cigarette, that pornography, all that stuff God is dealing with. It might not be gone right now. Somebody say it might not be gone right now, but God is handling it. Yeah. Huh? Come on, somebody say, God is handling it. This is what we got to get in our spirit, that God is handling it. From day one when you prayed and you said yes to the Lord, he said, I'm handling it. This is why he said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and then he will do what? He will direct your path. So as God continues to direct your path, understand this. He's not telling you to run to and fro and all over the place. He says, stay and grow. I know you're going through right now. I know you're going through some pressure right now. I know even when we started to work, you know, being a new pastor, you know, I'm not always confident because sometimes I get nervous. Like Moses said, Lord, I'm not worthy. But guess what? When you walk in his grace, hallelujah, when some say you're not able, God said, I sent you, so I said, I'll go. That's what God is saying. Send me and I'll go. How many are saying that to the Lord? Send me and I'll go. So he said, don't blame me for what you're going through. Just know one thing, I heard it and I'm handling it. There is a spiritual battle. And the devil is trying to get all up in your business. Yes. He's trying to handle your children. He's trying to handle your finance. He's trying to handle your business. That's the devil. But God said, you must go to the potter's house. You see, the good thing about the potter's house is the vessel might not be the way it needs to be. But when that clay allowed the potter to take it and remold it, how many of you? Some of us need to be remolded. Hallelujah. Some of us need to be remolded. See, you didn't grow up saying, I want to be strung out on drugs. You didn't grow up saying, I want to be an alcoholic. But the enemy got a hold of you. And you're that clay that God is trying to remake. But Daniel said, he said, you must go first to the potter's house and allow yourself to be made whole. Hallelujah. That's what God is saying today. Is go to the potter's house and allow yourself to be made whole. Hallelujah. How many of you are willing? How many of you are willing to go to the potter's house? We're going to play that nice and slow. You got it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is not through with us in here tonight. I feel there's a battle going on, but I know there's breakthrough in the house. And today, before we leave, I'm not calling on a line for those that just feel like they need it. I just want you, I want a line today that's just coming for a touch. Hallelujah. I believe that somebody needs a touch. He said, come on to the hot potter's house and I'm going to make you whole. I'm going to change what you're going through. I'm going to answer your prayer. He's saying that I'm here for you. He said, then the message came from the Lord to Israel. He said, it says, Israel, can't I deal with you this way? And it says, the Lord declare. It says, Israel, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. Do you see that? He said, Israel, like the clay that's in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And this is the part I really want to get. It said, at one moment, I speak about a nation or a kingdom to uproot it. Pull it down, to destroy it. But if that nation about which I spoke turns from its evil ways, I will change my mind about the disaster that I had planned for it. And at another moment, I will speak about a nation or a king to build it or to plan it. See, so he said, I can change my mind. God is changing his mind about your life. The devil thought he had you, but God said, I'm making you. How many want to see God change his mind? I'm going to ask you to stand up. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. And elder, on the 10th verse it says, but if that nation does evil in my eyes by not obeying. Now, you see that word? Not obeying. Say the word with me, not obeying.
Not obeying.
Not obeying. If you're not obeying me, I'll change my mind about the good. Somebody said about the good. That I said I would bring on it. This is what America is doing today. We're going off of the past. But God said he's changing his mind about the good that he would bring on America. Because we have changed our spirit. We changed the gospel of peace to the gospel of activism. We changed the gospel of peace to the gospel of opinion. But God said, through loving kindness have I drawn all men unto me. This is the gospel that Jesus is preaching. Come on, give him a hand. Hallelujah. He's changing your mind.
Thank you for joining us today. And if the Word of God has blessed your heart, come on down and visit us every Sunday at 10 o'clock and Wednesday for Bible study at 7. 1850 Elm Street, Manchester. This has been Revival Today. My love came and it cleansed my soul.